Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God that engages our meditation this morning comes to us from the Passover account from Exodus chapter 12 and especially verse 13, where the Lord tells the people of Israel, "The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt." Before the night of the Passover, God gives his people a sign. It was a physical and tangible sign, one that they could see with their own eyes. It was the blood of a lamb without blemish, a perfect, spotless sacrifice. And according to the Lord's command, blood was to be spread across the doorpost and across the frame of the houses. And the Lord said to them, "This blood shall be a sign for you." And then a few verses past our appointed reading for this day, in verses 26 and 27 of Exodus 12, the instructions for the people would conclude. And the Lord said this, "And when your children say to you, 'What do you mean by this service?' you shall say, 'It is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover. For he passed over the houses of the people of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians, but spared our houses.'" You know, when I read this verse and this text, I can't help but imagine a little Jewish boy who, strangely, sounds a lot like a Lutheran, who looks at his father and he asks him, "What does this mean?" And then the father, in turn, he thinks about it, he ponders it, and then he replies to his son by sharing that the blood upon their houses is a sign that tells them the Lord has shown them grace. "You see, son, this blood means that we should fear and love God, but we shouldn't fear death. What does this sign mean? It means you don't have to be afraid." The 10th and the most frightening plague would soon be upon the land of Egypt. Of course, it was a plague of death, and even for the people of God, an occasion such as this would have given them several reasons why they might fear, why they might be afraid. But even in the midst of such a frightening night, the blood upon the houses stood as a visible sign of God's grace, of his comfort, and of his protection of his people. You know, I've often heard people say, and usually when they're facing a challenging or a frightening time in their life, I've heard them say, "If only I had a sign from God. If only I had a sign from God, I would do this. And if only I had a sign from God, I would do that. If only I had a sign from God, I wouldn't be afraid." Perhaps you have thought the same thing yourself before. I mean, after all, God gave his people of old a sign, but what about us? What about me? Now, of course, we don't have the same sign that the Israelites did in Exodus 12. I assume you don't kill sacrificial lambs and spread the blood upon your doorposts, and campus services is probably happy that you don't. But where does that leave us, then, when it comes to signs from God? Has he given us signs of his grace, too? Well, of course, we might answer. And then we may go on to present an explanation of that that sounds something like this. You know, we might say, well, for the Israelites, the blood of the sacrificial lamb upon their houses, it stood as a sign of God's grace to them. And for Christians today, for you and me, the blood of the perfect sacrifice, the blood of the sacrificial lamb, Jesus, Jesus's blood stands upon our hearts as a sign of God's grace to us in Christ. Of course, we could go there with this text, and that understanding is good and right and salutary and true. But is that all that we have? If that's the case, it would seem to me like God's people of old had an upper hand on us today. They, God's people of old in Israel, had a visible sign that they could see with their eyes and find comfort in. And we would have a spiritual picture of God's grace, apply to us in a figurative way. When it comes to signs from God, is that all that we have? Is that all that we have to look to when we are frightened and afraid? Now, don't get me wrong. In this way, we are not being Jews who demand signs, as Paul talked about in 1 Corinthians. But rather, when we, like the Jews in Exodus 12, are in desperate need of comfort and security amidst the trouble of our souls, when we fear, when we are under the weight of the fear and the guilt of our sin, then we cry out for signs, not as a requirement for our faith, but rather as seeking God-given comfort for our frightened, our troubled, and our sin-sick souls. And what does God do? Of course, he brings us his signs that calm our souls and even make us participants in Christ's victory. Signs like the water and the word of your baptism when you were called into God's family of faith and the pastor placed the sign of the cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. And signs like the body and blood of Christ in with and under the bread and wine given to us in the Lord's Supper for the forgiveness of all of our sins, or even signs like the very word of God that can be held in our hands and read by our eyes and proclaimed by the pastor and heard by our ears so that we might believe. Do we have signs of God's grace amongst us today? You better believe it. Signs that tell us there is nothing to fear. Signs that mean we don't have to be afraid. Signs that assure us of God's grace in Christ. If only we had a sign from God, we do. For the person who's struggling in the fear and guilt of their sin, to you, God has given you a sign. Forgiveness through God's means, his signs of grace. And so when we fear, when our souls are troubled, when the weight of our guilt and sin is too much for us to bear, let us run to those signs of God's grace in Christ. Let us daily, together as a body of Christ, run to this place where gathered together we hear the sign of God's word proclaimed. And let us run together to this altar where we receive the sign of the Lord's very body and blood given to us for the forgiveness of all of our sins. And as we run to this place, as we run to this altar, as we run back out again, we can't help but notice yet one more sign, the water, the baptismal font, causing us to remember the sign that was placed upon us through water and through word. So as the body of Christ, let's run to these signs as fast as we can, for in them we receive God's grace. You know, one day, in the not too distant future, many of us will be leaving this place, receiving our first calls to be pastors or deaconesses, and many others will soon become vicars or interns. As the calendar has now turned to 2014, some of us realize that day is almost frighteningly close at hand. So to future pastors or deaconesses who look ahead to that day, and look ahead to those people who will look to them for the spiritual care of their souls, maybe to the future pastor or deaconess who thinks about that and who fears that because they think they might not have the words to say, they might not have the right stuff to share, they might not have the ability to care for the people entrusted to them. To you, God has given signs. As pastors, we will be called to bring these signs of God's grace to those we serve, to point people toward them through the proclamation of the sign of his word, to deliver them through the sign of his body and blood given and shed, and to do them through the sign of water and word spoken over and applied to call one into God's family. You fear you won't be capable of the task ahead? God has given you his signs to bring to his people just what they need. God's grace in Christ. And so, when our souls are beset with fear ourselves, let us run to these signs and thank our gracious God for the signs that he gives to us. And when others look to the office that we will hold to calm their fearful souls, let us know exactly where to point them, to God's signs of grace, those signs of God's mercy and grace that we can see with our eyes, that we can hear with our ears, that we can hold in our hands and even taste in our mouths. And then along with a child on the night of the Passover, we can ask together, what do these signs of God mean? They mean we don't have to be afraid. For these signs visibly show us that in Christ, there is nothing to fear. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the signs of our gracious God give you peace and fill you with his truth unto life everlasting. Amen.